Hey, welcome to the 40-day challenge. I'm so excited to embark on this journey with each and every one of you. Thank you for signing up for all of the new members of the Beyond the Instant group. You see that I've changed the icon and the name of this WhatsApp group to the 40-day challenge, and I'll be posting these recordings, trying to keep them to 3 to 5 minutes each day. That is my goal. And today really is a preparation day because the 40 days doesn't really start until Rosh Chodesh Elul, which is tomorrow night. So stick with us, keep up with us. I want to thank Lenny Tanzer and Eddie Zarabi who are sponsoring the 40-day challenge. I'm open to more sponsors, either daily sponsors, weekly sponsors, or for the entire 40 days. Thank you so much for considering sponsoring. We appreciate it. So today's an introductory day. And if you look at the introduction to the book, The 40-Day Challenge, I spoke about Tom Brady. Tom Brady, who had already won 6 Super Bowls, when he prepared for the 2021 game, sent out scouting tips and films to his players at all hours of the night. He followed this crazy diet, sleep, and workout routine from which he never veered. And he was just known to be a crazy preparer, if there is such a word. And I'm using that as a way of sort of inspiring us. If he prepared for, you know, his Super Bowl, that's what we need to do for ours. The Jewish Super Bowl, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Rav Soloveitchik famously taught that Ein Kedusha B'li Hachana. There can be no holiness without preparation, right? You can't really get out of whatever it is you want to experience in life if you just jump into it. And we're always just imagining Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, you know, go to synagogue, hear the shofar, and it's just going to do its magic. No, if we work at something, it works for us. And that's what this 40-day challenge is. Each and every day, we're going to listen to a little WhatsApp recording here, read the chapter in the book, and please God, because of that preparation, we're going to feel something different this high holiday season. In fact, Hashem himself, God himself, instructed the Jewish people before their big event, the giving of the Torah at Har Sinai, to prepare. He gave them days to prepare. And to this day, Jews, every year, we count 49 days from the festival of Pesach to Shavuot as a way to prepare for the day that Jewish people celebrate this event in Jewish history. We don't just jump into it. And I was thinking something else because today is Friday, it's Erev Shabbat. That's really what Fridays are about. You know, the Talmud says, "Kol HaTorech Be'erev Shabbos Yochel B'Shabbos." This is something that's not in the book. I thought I would throw this in. Every day, I'm going to try to put in a little new insight that's not in the book. But we know that Fridays are important. It's hard to feel this in the diaspora because, you know, Sunday is the day off in America or wherever we live outside of Israel. But in Israel, Friday is the day off. And people, you see at the shuk and they're getting ready and there's this feeling of preparing for Shabbos. And that's something we should try to keep in mind. We have a whole category called Kavod Shabbat, honoring the Shabbos. Now, how do you honor something? You honor something by doing something in advance. Look, if you have a special friend that's coming or an honored, distinguished guest, President of the United States is going to be showing up at your home at 7 p.m. Okay, and there's a knock at the door and there's the president with his whole entourage and you invite him in, you say, it's such an honor to have you. Please have a seat. I need to go cook something. I need to clean up the home. It would be the biggest diss in the world to the president because you didn't prepare. Preparing is a way of showing honor. And preparing also, which is the whole theme of this whole book and this whole challenge, is a way to get us, not just to show honor to God, that we're taking the high holidays seriously, that we're taking Shabbat seriously, but it helps psych us up. Because when we, during the week, put aside something special for Shabbos, and the rabbis teach that we should try to do that, put away something during the week, prepare your surroundings to reflect Shabbat mood. So maybe you see a nice tie. You know what? I'm going to keep that nice new shirt. The first time I'm going to wear it is going to be on Shabbos. Or I'm going to put that tie away for Shabbat. And Rav Soloveitchik actually said that the test of a pious Jew is not just the Jew who keeps the Shabbos, but it's the Jew who is a Shomer Erev Shabbos, one who properly prepares on the eve of the Sabbath. And that's why Chassidim in particular, go to the mikvah on Friday afternoon. It's why we take a shower, we shave, we do something to prepare and don't just jump into it and walk into it. And that is my bracha to all of us as we begin this new 40-day challenge, is that we're doing something to prepare. So we're going to feel something a little different when Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur come in because we've done something and have a beautiful Shabbos, do something today to prepare for it. Shabbat shalom, my friends, and welcome to the 40-Day Challenge.